Welcome to a Songs and Stories of Canada teaching tape. This teaching tape goes with the program Songs of the Land. On this tape, John and Rika present three songs: The Homesick Trapper, The Wild Goose, and The Black Fly Song.
The Homesick Trapper. A friend of ours found the words of this song in an old trapper's cabin up in British Columbia. He was living up in this cabin, and he found the words, and he made a tune for them, which is where the song comes from. In the song, the trapper who made the song is really happy that it's springtime and the ice is gone from the river, because it means that he can go up into the woods again to his trap line.
There's a twisting trail a-winding to my trap line in the mountains, where the silky-pelted marten love to play. There's a bitter north wind blowing, but I'm packed up, so I'm going to those lonely mountain valleys far away. I hear the red gods calling from where the cricks are brawling, and their voices stir me to the very core. And I cannot crush the longing for that little old log cabin where the virgin forest grows beside my door. When the bear comes out of hiding, down the trail I'll come a-striding, till I reach the icy waters of the lake. And you'll know that I'm a-coming when you hear my outboard humming as it leaves a trail of bubbles in its wake. So I'll see you in the springtime when the ice goes down the river and the noisy geese are winging o'er the bay. To those secret trysting places in those wide and open spaces up the muddy Duncan River far away.
If you've ever been up north, you'll know how quiet it is compared to the noisy city. Many people find, after working up north for a while, that they can't stand the noise and the excitement in the city anymore. They just want to get back to nature again. This song is about a trapper who feels that way.
On Pakaskwa River, so early one morning, while mending my tump line, I hear the geese calling. Over the brule, long clamoring cry, flying formation against the grey sky. Come the wild goose, wild goose, high over the north shore, and I'm going home. The river is open, but the lake's frozen over. It's time to pack out when so late in October. Winter is coming, the wild goose knows. We've had a long fall, and it's time to go. With the wild goose, high over the north shore, and I'm going home. I've made lots of money, got money to burn, and when I have spent it, I know I'll return. After the freeze-up, when snow is dry, for a work in the tall woods, where I wish that I was a wild goose, high over the north shore, and I'm going home. I've worked in the bush, spent money in town. I'd like to get married, but I can't settle down. At the last portage, when I pack no more, Let me fly with the wild goose high over North Shore. With the wild goose, wild goose, high over the North Shore, and I'm going home.
The black fly. If you've ever been camping up north, you know all about the black fly. Now, a black fly, that's not like the flies that you get in your house. Black flies live in the woods, and they're much worse than mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, they just sting you, but black flies, they bite. They're really, really tiny, which means that they can get into all the little nooks and crannies in your body, like in your ear and into your hair, in the corner of your eye, and up your nose, and in your mouth, and under your collar. All these little places are crawling around in there.
Well, there's one surefire way of keeping off the black flies. What you got to do is to get some balsam gum. That's a really smelly kind of gum. And some bacon grease. And you put these two things into a big pot and you stir up this big, messy mixture. And before you go out to work in the morning, you take a handful of this mess and you smear it on your face and on your hair and your beard and in your ears. Everywhere you've got a bit of exposed skin, and it keeps the black flies away, because what happens is the black flies don't like the smell of the balsam gum, and if they get past that, they get stuck in the bacon grease. They can't get in to bite you, but they can't get out again either. And so when you come back from work at the end of the day, you're covered in this big thick mixture of bacon grease and balsam gum and thousands of insects stuck to your face. So you get back to camp and you take out your frying pan and you scrape this stuff off as best you can out of your hair and your beard into the frying pan, get some carrots and some onions and make yourself some black fly stew.
Ugh. This song's got a really nice chorus. It's quite long, so we'll teach it to you line by line. It goes, oh, the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Ontario is just another way of saying Ontario, except in the song it goes Ontario. What we'll do is I'll sing the whole chorus through once, and then we'll learn it line by line. Oh, the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. That's the chorus. What we'll do is I'll sing the first two lines and then we'll sing them together. Oh, the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. Let's try that much together. Ready? Oh, the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. Good. Now we'll do the next couple of lines. It goes like this. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Let's try that together. Ready? I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Good. Now we'll put the first part and the second part together and sing the whole chorus through. We'll go through it a few times because it's quite long. Ready? Oh, the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Let's do that one more time, just a little bit faster. Ready? Oh, the black fly, the little black fly,
always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Good. Now we'll do the whole song all the way through with you joining in on the choruses. It was early in the spring when I decide to go for to work up in the woods in North Ontario. And the unemployment office said they'd send me through to the little Abitibi with the survey crew.
And the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Now the man, Black Toby, was the captain of the crew, and he said, I'm gonna tell you boys what we're gonna do. They wanna build a power dam, and we must find a way for to make the little lab flow around the other way.
And the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
So we surveyed to the east and we surveyed to the west, and we couldn't make our minds up how to do it best. Little lab, what shall I do? For I'm all but going crazy with the survey crew.
And the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
There was black fly everywhere, a crawling in your whiskers and a crawling in your hair, and a swimming in the soup and a swimming in the tea. Oh, the devil take the black fly and let me be.
And the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Oh, the bull cook's name was Blind River Joe. If it hadn't been for him, we'd have never pulled through. For he bound up our bruises and he kidded us for fun. And he lathered us with bacon grease and balsam gum.
And the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Black Toby fell to swearing 'cause the work went slow, and the state of our morale, it was getting pretty low. And the flies swarmed heavy, it was hard to catch your breath as you staggered up and down the trailer talking to yourself.
And the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
At last the job was over, Black Toby said, we're through with the little Abitibi and the survey crew.
'Twas a wonderful experience, and this I know, I'll never go again to North Ontario with the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Oh, the black fly, the little black fly, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.